Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me live in studio this morning, I have Riley from Sitkins Against Family Violence and Evelyn and Brendan here from Mount Edgecombe High School as representatives for the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee. All three of you, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So for Sitka Youth Leadership Committee, for people who may not have heard of SILC before, kind of in a nutshell, what is the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee? What's the goal, the inspiration behind the group?
Okay, so SILC is a group of a dozen high school students that meet weekly to work on projects that promote respect, equity, and healthy relationships in Sitka. Every year, we identify our main goals and focus on areas as a group. And this year, healthy relationships, education, and messaging, addressing harmful norms and increasing knowledge. Awesome. Access to mental health.
So we have another group called Peer Education. Mm-hmm. Peer Education is a group of high school students who teach other students about healthy and unhealthy relationships through presentations in local school and after school setting. We teach about things such as how to tell if you're in a healthy or unhealthy or abusive relationship, the cycle of abuse, ways abusers gain power and control in relationships, and we also share resources to support teens in seeking help if they are experiencing violence.
Awesome. So I think that the cool thing that you have its own subgroup for the peer education part of it, that I feel like every day at school you're hearing a lot from adults. What is the importance of having it be peer education for spreading this knowledge and awareness versus, you know, just another class or another adult-led sort of activity?
Okay, so about 2 years ago, I saw a former peer educator present. His name is Kellen Hill. He kind of inspired me to do it, mm-hmm. since he was also a youth, and it was so nice seeing them present, and it's really cool, and I want to inspire others to do the same thing as I'm doing today.
Awesome. That's what you are doing today, is you're a part of that peer education, and Brendan, I think before we went on air, you were kind of in training at this point for peer education.
Yeah.
So why did you decide to take up that educational mantle to spread awareness to peers?
Because not a lot of people know what's going around and what's right or wrong, mm-hmm. in a relationship. It's also important because some people need to be respected in a certain way than other people.
Yeah.
Because some may have like disabilities or something like not many people know about.
Yeah, it's kind of a, I guess it's something that you just assume, oh, this is not something that's always directly spoken of. It's just this kind of idea that we're supposed to all generally understand of what, quote unquote, good and healthy relationship is without ever actually like talking about, but this is what that actually looks like. And this is how to be in one. And if you're not, how to address that. So what are some of the struggles or some of the things that you like to highlight when you do your peer education?
Okay, some things that we'd like to highlight are partners not feeling comfortable with communicating. Communicating in a relationship is key. Also, relationships don't always have to be intimate. Mm. It can also be with family members, friends, and your spouses. So,
Also, some people don't trust their partners, like, also in a jealousy way. Mm. You know, like, for instance, I'm going to go hang out with my friend, and then the other person goes, like, no, you're not, you're going to, you know.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Tell them something else to do. Okay.
Yeah.
Another thing that we would like to highlight would be pressure. You shouldn't be pressured into a relationship, mm-hmm. especially from someone that you don't want to be in a relationship. You should communicate your feelings on this subject with that one, that partner.
Yeah. For students who have been a part of the peer education and are, I guess, want help or want more information, what are some of the things that you can offer to folks or teach folks that if they are realizing that, oh, I'm experiencing some of these things that you're telling me is a sign of a not healthy relationship, what would be an advice or tools that you would tell folks?
Oh yeah, some resources that you can go to or call would be SAFE at 907-747-6511 or loveisrespect.org.
Loveisrespect.org has a 24/7 call team and text or chat. They have a lot of advice on their website talking about healthy or unhealthy relationships, what it could look like, mm-hmm. or how they could help you when you're experiencing one. And there is a quiz that you could take on their website about if you are in a unhealthy relationship.
Mm. So these are things that are really empowering to have, to know, like, okay, I see these red flags. Now I have these tools where I can do something about it and advocate for myself. Do you have anything on, more towards adults who may be listening, parents or caregivers? What's kind of their role in all of this?
Okay, so adults should talk to their teens in their lives about the red flags and warning signs of abusive relationships.
These can include physical harm, isolation, insulting or manipulating and controlling what they do, where, or who they talk to. If as an adult you recognize these characteristics in a teen relationship, the best thing to do is listen to them, acknowledge their feelings, and provide them with resources.
Being an ally to youth means taking teen relationships concerns seriously and listening non-judgmentally to teens. And to understand that relationship dynamics get patterns in early in life. Dating violence is a risk factor for later in life domestic violence, sexual violence and intimate partner violence, and other social issues like substance abuse, suicide, mental health, or struggles, etc.
Yeah, that's everything being taught at your age you're being taught of, you know, with the subjects in school of like, okay, here's tools for the future. There's nothing to be said that what's learned outside the classroom isn't doing the exact same thing. That I feel like there's the kind of the stereotype with adults being like, oh, they're just kids. It's kind of to brush it off of somehow it's less serious or less real just because of age. And that's not these are still human relationships. And especially when, as you were saying, Evelyn, of like, these are forming potential patterns for later in life. So it's not something that can just be brushed aside. Riley, reaching out to you, you are part of Sitkins Against Family Violence. So what is your role as the adult with the SICA Youth Leadership Committee?
Yeah, so I work with both the SICA Youth Leadership Committee and the peer educators. And my coworker and I are the adult facilitators for these groups. So we support their teens in coming up with their ideas and implementing them in the classroom. So we're always there to support, but these groups are really youth driven. That's really awesome to see.
That's awesome. So yeah, you're just basically like the hype team in the back.
Yeah.
The wheels to make sure they get to places. Awesome. We are almost out of time this morning, but for youth throughout Sitka, you gave information on where they can go if they feel like they need extra help, loveisrespect.org or calling SAFE 747-6511. For folks who are inspired by the work that the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee is doing, what can they do to reach out to potentially take up the mantle of peer educator or be a part of SILC? Is there like an online application, or how can they get involved?
Yeah, so if anyone's interested in joining, you can find applications on our website, SitkaYouthLeadership.com, and there's also lots of resources on there, too, so you can check it out.
Awesome. Well, thank you all, Riley, Evelyn, and Brendan, for coming on air this morning, and Evelyn and Brendan, especially thank you both for stepping up and not only being a part of the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee, but being peer educators and making sure everyone else, all other teens in the community, are well-informed and have the tools to be safe and successful people. So thank you all for joining me this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.